Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game two of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took game one last night, 9-1, but the scoreline seems very skewed thanks to that massive eighth inning by the Dunedin offense. Tampa took the lead in the second on a Raimer Salinas RBI single, but the Blue Jays took it to Tampa starter Tyrone Uhle in the third when a couple new guys got Dunedin on the board. Peyton Williams drove in a run on a fielder's choice to tie it up, and Michael Turconi plated two on a base hit to left to take a 3-1 lead. The score stayed the same until that eighth inning when Dunedin sent 10 hitters to the plate and put the game well out of reach, scoring six runs to make it 9-1. New Jays Josh Kasevich, Cade Doughty, Michael Turconi, and Devontae Brown all recorded hits and RBIs in their debuts last night. Trey Cumbie recorded his fourth save in as many opportunities, and not one of the six pitchers Dunedin used gave up an earned run. A very complete game by the Blue Jays to start off what is likely the most important series of the year to date. The win last night improved Dunedin to 20-16 in the second half and dropped Tampa to 22-13. Looking at the rest of the Florida State League last night, Fort Myers beat Jupiter 3-0. St. Lucie beat Clearwater 9-2. Lakeland blew out Daytona 12-1, and Palm Beach beat Bradenton 6-4. But Bradenton won the afternoon game today between those two teams 4-3. Looking at the standings now, Palm Beach still leads that West Division at 23-15. St. Lucie is second at 21-16. Jupiter is third at 17-19. And Daytona is last, rounding out the division at 10-25. Bradenton now leads the East after last night. They lead it at 24-14, half a game over Tampa at 22-13. Your Blue Jays are third, three games back, as I mentioned, 20-16. Lakeland is 4th at 17-18, Fort Myers is 5th at 15-20, and Clearwater rounds it out in last place at 12-25. Moving on to tonight, Jason Urbaez makes his 5th start of the year tonight for Dunedin. He's got a 3.74 ERA through 55 and a third innings pitched this season, and it will be his first time facing Tampa all year. For the Tarpons, they send out Yan Castro, making his 16th start of the year. He's 2-4 this season with a 3.12 ERA through 66 and a third innings. No roster moves for your Blue Jays, so let's take a look at the lineups first for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first, the shortstop, Alexander Vargas. Batting second at second, Brett Barrera. Batting third in left field, Tyler Aguiar. Batting fourth, the DH, Madison Santos. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ben Rice. Batting sixth in right field, Kyle Battle. Batting seventh in center field, Raimer Salinas. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Connor Cannon. And batting ninth, rounding out the order, playing third, Luis Santos. And for your Blue Jays, they look like this. Batting first, the shortstop, Josh Kasevich. Batting second in right field, Alan Roden. Batting third at third, Cade Doughty. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in left field, Dylan Rock. Batting sixth, the second baseman tonight, Michael Turconi. Batting seventh in center field, Devontae Brown. Batting eighth, the catcher, Victor Messia. And batting ninth, making his Blue Jays debut, the DH, Ryan McCarty. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're getting set for game two of this series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays sitting at third in the West Division for the second half at 20-16. Tampa in second, a half game back of Bradenton. The Tarpons sit at 22-13. Jason Urbaez is the starting pitcher for your Blue Jays, making his fifth start of the year for the Blue Jays this season. 13 appearances, 4 starts, 38 innings pitched, a 3.55 ERA. Overall, between 10 appearances in New Hampshire for the AA Fisher Cats, a 3.74 ERA in the 2022 season. Alexander Vargas is going to lead it off for the Tampa Tarpons, the shortstop. He did not play in last night's game on the year, batting 199. Arbaez, the righty, kicks and fires. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. First pitch at 6:30, right on schedule. Wind blowing right to left. And the 1-0, that one fouled back into the screen. 1-1. 90 degrees here in Dunedin, Florida at TD Ballpark. Pretty warm here on this Wednesday evening. The 1-1, that one low and inside. two balls and a strike. Or Baez, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup in his repertoire. That one fouled back into the left. Now count back even at 2-2. Vargas, Barrera, and Aguilar, the 1-2-3 hitters due up in this inning for Tampa. Urbaez out of the windup, taking his time. That one, a bloop shot. That's going to fall into center field for a leadoff single for Vargas. Was right on the inner part of the bat, and he blooped it over into shallow center field. Now Brett Barrera, the second baseman. One on, nobody out here in this first inning. Barrera making his low A debut. First pitch, foul tip. That one, I think it hit the hand of Victor Mesia. Home plate umpire Robert Ginther tossing the ball to Urbaez, taking a second, letting Mesia get all situated. Might not have hit the hand, might have hit something a little different. And now Messi looks like he's good to go. 0-1, the count will be to Barrera. Urbaez pitching out of the stretch now. Comes set. Kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Nice slider there by Urbaez. 0-2, the count to Barrera. Vargas is a threat to steal. 25 of 37. Very aggressive, this entire Tampa Tarpons lineup is. And now move over to first with Vargas back in standing up. Not a great overall percentage for Vargas, but 25 steals is quite a bit here. The 0-2, that one just below the knees. Barrera takes it for a ball 1-2. Urbaez taking his time. The 1-2. Grounder right back to Urbaez. Potential double play. Over to second for one. And first, staying on the bag was Williams. A 1-4-3 double play. Wipes away that leadoff hit. And let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Dylan Rock, Devontae Brown, and Alan Roden. Along that infield, third to first, Cade Doty, Josh Kasevich, Michael Turconi, and Peyton Williams with Victor Mesia behind the dish. Urbaez to Turconi to Williams for the 1-4-3 double play. Two down here in the first. First pitch to Aguilar in there on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1, that one fouled back. Aguilar quickly down 0-2. Aguilar, the 21-year-old, also making his single-A debut. The 0-2 pitch, that one launched into right field. Going back towards the track is Roden, settling on the warning track, and that's going to get up and over his head. A solo shot in Taylor Aguilar's first single-A at bat. That opens up the scoring 1-0 here. Tampa leads it. The 15th round selection by the New York Yankees organization takes Urbaez deep on his third single-A pitch that he saw. And it's 1-0. Madison Santos, the DH. Bases empty, two outs. First pitch to him, fouled back to the right, 0-1. Baez back out of the windup. That one misses outside. evens it up 1-1. One ball and one strike. The pitch, that one sent towards center. Devontae Brown taking a few steps back, settles underneath. He'll make the grab for out number three. One run on two hits, nobody left on base. We'll head to the home half of the first. 1-0, Tampa leads it. Y'all ready for this?
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer.
Back here at TD Ballpark, bottom half of the first coming up. Josh Kasevich will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Alan Roden and Cade Doty. Yan Castro, the starter for Tampa, pitching out of the stretch. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Kasevich last night, a really good debut. 3 of 5, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. That one in there now. Kasevich down 0-2. Kasevich, the second-round pick this June out of Oregon. The 0-2, that one in on the hands, popped up right side. That should get up and out of play, and it will. Stays alive. It goes down that stairwell over towards the J-Shop. No balls and 2 strikes. Still the count to Kasevich. The 0-2 by Castro, and that one fouled straight down. Kasevich stays alive yet again. No balls, 2 strikes. Tampa leading it 1-0 on the solo shot by Taylor Aguilar. Just the third home run that Hayes Center-Bias has given up this season. The 0-2. That one, a soft grounder left side right along that third base line. And that's going to be picked up in fair territory by Castro for a swinging bunt single. Kasevich, leadoff man, gets aboard. One on, nobody out for Alan Roden.
Now batting right fielder, number 34, Alan Roden.
Roden, the right fielder. He did go 0 for 3 last night. 2 walks, though. Scored a run. Still looking for his first professional hit. First pitch to him. That one's in there for a called strike, 0-1. 6 pitches, all strikes thus far for Castro. No balls, a strike. Castro kicks and fires. That one ripped towards center field. Going back towards the wall is the center fielder, Salinas, over at the track and just enough room He'll make the grab about a foot away from the wall. And that'll be out number one. Cade Doty, the third baseman, will step in.
Cade Doty.
Thought for a second that had a chance to go. But just not enough on it, and now Doty will step in. Doty, 2-of-3 last night. 2 walks drawn. An RBI. Quite a few players for Dunedin making their minor league debuts. Kasevich, Roden, Doty, Turconi, Brown, all making their debuts last night. Ryan McCarty, the lone man, making his debut tonight. That one outside. 2-0 now to Doty. One on, one out. That one in there. Slider gets it right on the inside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, standing in the on-deck circle. 2 balls and a strike to Doty. Castro kicks and fires. That one in there. That'll even it up 2-2. Went with the fastball, coming in 90 miles an hour. Balls, 2 strikes. Kasevich takes off and a foul ball lined right over the Jays dugout. Kasevich will have to turn back. 2-2. Cade Doty, the second round compensatory pick, 78th overall out of LSU, by taken by Toronto this past July. That one fouled off towards the Tarpons dugout. Bounces around in there. Looks like everybody's good. 2-2, the count will stay. Doty, the 2019 Gatorade High School Player of the Year in Louisiana. One of 3 members of his family to play baseball at LSU. That one grounded over to second, bobbled for a sec, and that prevents a double play. Doty reaches on the fielder's choice. That was bobbled by Brett Barrera. Popped away from him, and he was only able to get the force. Having to hold it was Vargas at short. So the inning will continue. Not going to be ruled an error. But it definitely did keep this inning going. One on, two away. Peyton Williams, first pitch. He'll take low and outside for a ball. Castro still out of the stretch. The 0-1, that one inside corner called a strike. 1-1. Williams went 0-for-5 last night, but did record 2 RBIs, his first 2 of his minor league career. That one fouled back into the screen, 1-2. Did reach twice on 2 fielder's choices, so wasn't able to get on the base paths. Came around and scored a run. And there goes Doty, cutting a miss, and Williams down on strikes. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave one. We'll head to the top half of the second. 1-0. Tampa leads it.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. Took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. I give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you at TD Ballpark for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Ben Rice, Kyle Battle, Ranford Salinas, the three Tarpons due up in this half inning. Jason Urbaez back out for his second inning worth of work. Out of the stretch, kicks and fires, first pitch. That's a grounder over towards second. Moving to his right is Turconi, and that's going to get through for a base hit. Turconi shaded over to the right with the lefty at the plate.
Right fielder
had to make a long run, unable to get to it. Leadoff single for Ben Rice. That brings up Kyle Battle, the right fielder. Battle on the year batting 185. First pitch, that one lifted right side up and out of play. Playing in his 39th game of the season. One on, nobody out. The 0-1 pitch, cut and a miss. Another good slider there by Urbaez, 0-2 the count. Rice, 21 steals, just two caught stealing. Being the catcher, you wouldn't expect him to have a ton of speed on the base pass. And there's a cut and a miss. Down on strikes is Battle. That's out number one for a strikeout for Urbaez.
Center fielder, number 13, Ranford
Salinas. That brings up Ranford Salinas, the center fielder. Salinas drove in the only run for Tampa last night, an RBI single in that second inning, cutting a miss at that first pitch, 0-1. No balls, a strike. The pitch, that one lifted towards left. Going back towards the wall is Dylan Rock, and that's going to get up and over his head. Looked like he started to settle underneath it, but that ball kept carrying. And a two-run shot for Salinas, his third of the year. Driving in RBIs 18 and 19 in Tampa with an early three-run lead.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Canna.
Definitely not the start that the Blue Jays wanted, or Urbaez personally wanted. A little bit of a hole here early on. One out into the second. Connor Cannon, the first baseman. That first pitch skips right on the line to the left-handed batter's box. 1-0. The 1-0 by Urbaez, cut and a miss. Ball and a strike to Cannon. Cannon last night, 0-3, reached on an error. On the year, batting 151. The 1-1 pitch, that one down low. Big hack of that one by Cannon. Can't make contact. Can't catch up to the fastball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Urbaez back out of the windup. Kicks and fires. That one down low. Count runs full to Cannon. balls, two strikes. The full count pitch. That one low and outside. Cannon recognized it early. Had no intention of moving that bat. He'll take that walk, extends the inning. And now Luis Santos, the third baseman, will step in. 9-0 hitter. Santos, he was a defensive replacement last night. And I believe the seventh inning for Marcos Cabrera. Went 0-for-1 and is only at bat. First pitch to Santos, in there for a called strike. On the year, Santos batting 181. One on, one out here in the second inning. Already two runs across for Tampa just in this inning. Grounder out the middle. That's going to be picked up at second base by Tarconi. Stays on second with his right foot. Makes the nice throw to first, and that's a 4-3 double play. That ends the inning, and we'll head to the home half of the second. 3-0 Tampa leads thanks to the two-run shot by Rainford Salinas. We'll be back here at TD Ballpark.
Hey fans, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus. From Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Dylan Rock will lead it off. He'll be followed by Michael Tarconi and Devontae Brown. The 5-6-7 hitters in the Blue Jays lineup. And time called, and automatic strike going to be called on Tarconi, on Rock. And we'll start him off 0-1. Castro comes set. The 0-1 pitch. That one, did that hit off the knob or was that off the hand? And that's going to be ruled off the hand by home plate umpire Robert Ginther. First pitch of the inning hits Rock on that left hand. Leadoff man's on.
Second baseman, number 7, Michael Tarconi.
Michael Tarconi, the second baseman, turned that double play on that chopper to second to end the top half of this inning. Went 2-of-3 last night in his minor league debut. First pitch to him, he'll take for a strike 0-1. Tarconi, the 15th rounder out of Wake Forest. 15 home runs in his senior season. Cuts in, misses of that one 0-2. Had a 1.0 OPS in his senior year at Wake. Drove in 68 runs for the Demon Deacons. The 0-2. That one skips way in front of the plate. High off the left shoulder of Ben Rice. Advancing over to second is Dylan Rock. Now in scoring position. A wild pitch by Jan Castro. Nobody out, runner on second base. Good opportunity for the Blue Jays to get on the board here. One and two, the count to Turconi. Castro kicks and fires. That one fouled back. Turconi stays alive. Devontae Brown, the center fielder, on deck. Castro, the 1-2 pitch again. That one inside. Evens up the count, 2-2. Turconi, 2-3, two RBIs, a walk. Very nice day for a lot of the guys making their debuts last night. The 2-2, cut and a miss. That fastball up high got him to chase after it. Out number one here in the second. That brings up Devontae Brown.
Center fielder, number three, Devontae Brown.
Second strikeout of the evening for Yan Castro. Now Devontae Brown. One of three last night with an RBI and a run scored. That first pitch down below the knees, 1-0. Devontae Brown, the 22-year-old out of NC State. 1-0, that one's in there. One ball and one strike. The pitch, that one fouled back. Ball and two strikes, Castro. Comes set. Kicks and fires. That one lined right side. That's going to hook foul. Into the netting right in front of that Rogers sign at that little boardwalk to take you out towards WestJet. Count stays 1-2. Victor Messia, the catcher, on deck. And the 1-2 pitch. That one, slider low and outside, checking his swing, was Brown. Did not go around, says Connor McKenna, the field umpire. Count squared up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Dylan Rock standing over there at second base. Castro kicks and fires. That one, another slider. That one pops away from Ben Rice. Now advancing over to third is Dylan Rock. He's advanced two bags on wild pitches. Now a full count to Devontae Brown. Runner 90 feet away with just one out. Three-two pitch. That one line towards right. Going back a couple steps is Kyle Battle taking off with it. It was deep enough for Dylan Rock to come home. A sacrifice fly RBI for Devontae Brown. So the Blue Jays get on the board.
Catcher,
Victor Messia will step in. Two down, nobody on. So those two wild pitches end up being pretty costly here for Yan Castro. Victor Messia, the only real familiar face in this lineup for the Blue Jays. Garcia playing in his 20th game this year for Dunedin. The 0-1, that one upstairs. The 1-1, that one lifted shallow right over towards the line. Battle settles underneath, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays get one. Score now 3-1 as we head towards the top half of the third inning here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Nights presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar. And also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday. For 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're here top half of the third. Jason Arbaez out for his third inning worth of work. Top of the order, back up, Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. First pitch, lifted left side, that's going to get up and out of play. Vargas singled into center in his first at bat. Was the first out of a 1-4-3 double play. That one, a liner, cut right to Peyton Williams. One guy, one out. That's going to bring up Brett Barrera.
Second baseman, number 3, Brett Barrera.
Barrera grounded into that double play. 0-1. Arbaez out of the windup. First pitch to Barrera, low and outside. Arbaez, the 1-0. That one lifted high, shallow center, right into the outfield grass is Kastovich, and that will be out number 2 as he makes the grab. Two up, two down in this third inning. Now Taylor Aguilar. Hit that solo shot, that being his first at bat in the minor leagues. First pitch to him, that one just off the plate, 1-0. Arbaez, the 1-0. Cut and a miss. That being the sinker. 1-1, count evens. And a clock violation going to be on Taylor Aguilar. A lot of these new draftees not familiar with the pace of play rules. That one lifted high up in the infield. Williams calling for it. To the right of the mound, settles and makes the grab for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down for the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the third here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Tampa leads it. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce sodas. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Ryan McCarty making his minor league debut here tonight in the 9-hole, batting for the first time. First pitch to him, checking his swing. Did he go around? They don't ask for an appeal. 1-0. Thought he might have went, but Ben Rice, the catcher, never pointed towards Connor McKenna down the first base line, so 1-0. Castro kicks and fires that one right off the end of the bat, fouled towards the Blue Jays dugout, evens it up 1-1. McCarty went undrafted in this past July's draft out of Penn State Abington. In his senior season, batted .529. Hit for the Triple Crown in D3. That one lifted towards shallow center. Coming in is Salinas. That's going to fall for a base hit. Castro throws his hands up in the air towards the center fielder. He didn't think he was hustling. Not generally an accepted thing for your pitcher to do. Seems frustrated there out on the mound. Leadoff man on. First professional hit for Ryan McCarty. Now the top of the order, Josh Kasevich back up. Castro kicks and fires. That one in there inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Kasevich reached on a swinging bunt to lead off the bottom half of the first. That one, a chopper right off the glove of Castro, deflected as Barrera was moving towards second base, had to stop, change directions. He's able to get the out at first.
Right fielder, number 34.
But advancing over towards second is Ryan McCarty, now in scoring position for Alan Roden. Ends up being a 1-4-3 putout as it went off Castro's glove. One on, one out. First pitch to Roden. That one in there for a called strike. Hitless last night in his debut, 0-1 today. Still looking for that first professional knock. Castro the 0-1. That one down below. Evens it up 1-1. Okay, Doty on deck. Blue Jays trying to get another one back here in this third inning. Down 3-1, but with a runner in scoring position, 1-1. Chopper over towards first, picked up by Cannon. That one took a high hop, but he was able to snag it before it got into right field. Stepping on first unassisted And advancing over third is Ryan McCarty. Two down now. Runner 90 feet away again for the Blue Jays. Cade Doty reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. First pitch to him. That one looked like the slider in there on the inside corner. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Castro kicks and fires. That one in there now, 0-2. Doty last night wearing number 41, switched to number 2. The 0-2 pitch. That one fouled right off the end of the glove of Ben Rice back to the backstop. Just getting a piece of it, just staying alive. Count stays 0-2. Peyton Williams, the first baseman on deck. The 0-2 again. That one ripped. That one's foul. Well in front of Uzdoti. Made good contact. But a bit early. We'll try 0-2 again. Castro comes set. Kicks and fires. That one fouled back. Doty stays alive again. Still 0-2. Castro comes set. Kicks and fires. That one up high. Doty with an RBI last night. Trying to get his second. Here in this at bat. The 1-2. That one popped up back out of play. Stays alive again. You'll see another pitch. That was the 50th of the night for Castro. Strikes, 13 balls. Filling up the zone here in these first three innings. The 1-2 again. And trying to check his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Connor McKenna. Some arguments from the Tampa dugout. So the count now evens up 2-2. Castro kicks and fires. That one lifted right side up and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And that one up high. Popped a little bit away from Ben Rice, but not near far enough for McCarty to take a chance going home. That was pitch number 10 of the at-bat for Doty. Now he's got a full count. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one up high. Doty on the 11th pitch of the at-bat draws the walk. Extends the inning. First and third, two outs for Peyton Williams.
First baseman, number 37, Peyton Williams.
Peyton Williams playing in his fourth game of his minor league career. Just one hit thus far through 10 at-bats. Checking his swing at that one. That one's still in there, says Robert Ginther, 0-1. Seventh round pick out of Iowa. Draft drafted after his junior season this past spring. That one, a chopper that's going to get into the glove of Castro, extend it out, toss it over to Cannon at first for the 1-3 putout. Blue Jays leave runners at the corners. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 3-1, Tampa in front.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases, and fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You won't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could, it's time I wave goodbye from the window, let's end this like we should and say we're good.
We're back here, top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Madison Santos, the DH, he'll lead it off for Tampa in this inning. First pitch by Urbaez. That one inside. Take it for a ball 1-0. Urbaez out for his fourth inning. First clean inning was in the third. That one popped left side up and out of play. Oh, 1-1, rather. Looking to do more of what he did in the third. Out of the windup, the 1-1. That one, a soft shot towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Santos. He's on for the first time tonight. And that'll bring up Ben Rice. One on, nobody out.
Catcher, number 23, Ben Rice.
Third time the Tarpons have gotten the leadoff man on base. Now Ben Rice, he singled into right center field in his first at bat, came around and scored on the Rainford Salinas two-run shot. That one a foul tip. 0-1 to start him off. Santos, 14 of 21 on stolen base attempts. He is a potential threat to go. Cutting a miss there by Rice. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Urbaez out of the stretch. Now move over to first. Back in time is Santos. Baez looking in towards Messi and now comes set. The 0-2 again. That one up and out. One, two count to Rice. Batting 306 on the year. Six home runs, 28 RBIs. And that one lined down the right field line. That's going to be in fair territory. Potential extra bases. No, he'll stop at first. Advancing over to third is Santos. Taking the extra bag with decent speed on the base paths, and now first and third, no outs, a chance here for Tampa.
Right fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
Santos on third, Rice on first. Now Kyle Battle, the right fielder. He struck out swinging on three pitches in his first at-bat. Baez will have to do some work to not allow a run. That one low and outside to start off Battle 0-1. 1-0, rather. Back-to-back singles to start off this fourth inning. Tarpons lead by 2-3-1. The 1-0, that one a chopper left side, that's foul. One ball, one strike. Baez kicks and fires that one just below the knees. Battle takes it for a ball, 2-1. Looked like Rice over there at first was trying to size up the lead he was able to take. See if the Tarpons try to put a man in motion to get a throw towards second, cut and a miss there by Battle. Potentially send Madison Santos on the first and third stolen base play. Two balls, two strikes. Time call to the plate. Battle's going to take a step out, readjust the batting gloves. Baez could definitely use a strikeout here. And a 2-2. Cut and a miss. He gets it. That sinker down in the zone at 87. Tough pitch.
Center fielder.
Battle unable to make contact. That's out number one of the inning. That gives Baez a potential out here to get out of this inning unscathed. Salinas, he hit a two-run shot in that second inning. First pitch, ground over to short. Picked up by Kasevich, over to second for one. And first, not in time. Salinas able to leg the one out. And that puts the fourth run on the board for Tampa. That one hit to Kasevich's right.
Number 50, Connor Cannon.
Not the easiest double play to make, but there was the opportunity. Just unable to get the throw to first in time with Salinas racing down the line. 4-1 now here at TD Ballpark. Tampa leading it. Connor Cannon, the first baseman. Runner on first, two down. Arbaez kicks and fires. That one's a chopper towards third. Coming in is Doty. The throw off balance. Nice throw over to first, and that ends the inning. One run on two hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Tampa leads it 4-1.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number, number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking all, taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Dylan Rock will lead things off for the Blue Jays. Was hit by a pitch, made it a second in his first at bat. Rather, he made it to third. For one ball game here, Tampa leads. That one popped up right side, up and out of play. Rock as a Blue Jay, 4 of 12 in his first four games thus far. That one lined up and out of play. Now 1 and 2. Rock, Terconi, and Brown, the three Blue Jays hitters due up in this half inning. The 1-2, that one low and outside, taken. Two balls, two strikes. Casher out for his fourth inning. 60 pitches thus far. Kicks and fires. And checking a swing, that one's in there anyway, called strike three. Rock is down on strikes.
Second baseman, number 7, Michael Terconi.
Third strikeout for Castro tonight. Now Michael Terconi, the second baseman. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Cuts and misses of that first pitch. Slider down low, 0-1. One. That one fouled off the front foot. Terconi now down 0-2. Tampa leads it here 4-1 here in the fourth. The 0-2, that one skips across the plate. Kept in front by Ben Rice. 1-2. Blue Jays have some movement going around in their pen, but no pitcher actively throwing. So we'll see if Urbaez will come out for his fifth. That one, a check swing liner right to the facing of the Tampa dugout. Terconi stays alive. Count stays 1-2. The 1-2 pitch by Castro. Ground over to the right side. Picked up by Barrera. Throw to first is in time to get Terconi. That's out number 2.
Now batting number 3, Devontae Brown.
Now Devontae Brown will step back in. Drove in a run on a sacrifice fly in the second inning. Only RBI of the game for the Blue Jays thus far. He's responsible for the only run of the game for the Blue Jays thus far. First pitch in there for a called strike. Starts him off 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, that one inside, getting out of the way of it was Devontae. 1-1. Castro lost the grip on that slider a little bit. 1-1 count. The pitch. That one low and outside. Yanked that slider. Overcompensated. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. That one, chopper left side. That's going to be right down the third base line. Picked up in fair territory. That's a mistake there by Santos. That was right down the line. There's no chance he was going to get Devontae Brown. In about 8 to 10 feet in front of the bag, he decided to pick it up and just hold on to it. That's one that you just let go and hope it goes foul, but the Blue Jays will take it. That goes down as an infield single. Devontae Brown, 1-for-1 on the day. First pitch to Victor Mesia is in there for a called strike, 0-1. One on, two away. Mesia chases after that slider down low. 0-2. Third hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. That infield single by Brown. Castro kicks and fires. That one lifted high up in the infield. Ben Rice a few feet behind home and to the right, just outside that clay circle. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. Tampa leads it 4-1.
Hey, fans, make sure
to... Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And a beer's...
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Urbaez back out for his fifth inning worth of work. 49 pitches through the first four, but he's given up 4 earned runs. Luis Santos leads it off for Tampa. First pitch low and inside, 1-0. 9-1, two hitters due up. 1-0, Urbaez out of the windup. Kicks and fires. That one lifted towards left center field. Going back towards the wall is Devontae Brown. That's going to get off the facing of the Orange Trail boardwalk. That one's gone. And it's a solo shot for Luis Santos, his first of the year. Third home run of the day given up for by Jason Urbaez. Tampa now leads 5-1 here in the fifth inning. And Alexander Vargas, the top of the order, coming up. First pitch to Vargas, that one inside, taking for a ball 1-0. Urbaez kicks, fires, that one up and out. Still nobody warming up for the Blue Jays. The 2-0. That's a grounder over towards short. Picked up by Kasevich, throws in time for out number one. One away, that brings up the second baseman, Brett Barrera.
Number three, Brett Barrera.
Four of the five runs by Tampa thus far scored on a home run, two solo shots, and a two-run shot. First pitch to Barrera, that one in the dirt, scooped by Messia, 1-0. Barrera 0-2, grounded to a double play and a pop out to short. The 1-0, that one in there, upper inside corner, evens it up 1-1. That one skips in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to Barrera. Arbaez kicks, fires. That one hit the left leg of Robert Ginther. Seems unfazed. Count evens up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Taylor Aguilar, the batter in the on-deck circle. Pitch, cut, and a miss. Down on strikes is Barrera. Strikeout number three for Urbaez. Out number two of the inning.
Left fielder, number 27, Taylor Aguilar.
Taylor Aguilar, the left fielder, 1-2. Solo shot in the first inning to get things started for Tampa. First pitch, that one way up high. Gets back to the backstop, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one ripped towards right. Going back towards the Wallace Road, and that's going to get out of here again. Another solo shot for Taylor Aguilar. That one in the boardwalk right in front of the admin building out there. That extends the lead now 6-1. Fourth home run given up by Urbaez.
Designated hitter, number 14, Madison Santos.
Madison Santos, the DH. 6-1 lead here for Tampa. Urbaez kicks, fires. That one lifted towards left field, going back towards the Wallace Rock, over the track, and an opposite field home run. Back-to-back solo shots by Tampa. Third home run of the inning, and now it's 7-1. That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. Urbaez having a rough go about it right now. Three home runs in this inning. 7-1 lead for Tampa. Urbaez, Messia, and Drew Hayes all out there on the mound trying to discuss how to go now against Ben Rice.
Now batting, number 23, Ben Rice.
Ben Rice will step in. 2-2 on the day. A run scored. First pitch. That one inside. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one lifted towards right field. Right center field, Roden going to his right, settles underneath the warning track, and now it's going to be Devontae Brown calling him off. He makes the grab, and that ends the inning. Three runs on three solo shots for Tampa, including back-to-back shots by Aguilar and Santos. It's 7-1 as we head towards the home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is Back to School Night presented by TD Bank. The first 250 kids, 12 and under, in attendance will receive an awesome Dunedin Blue Jays backpack, and after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids' merchandise will be 20% off, both in our Jays shop and online through August 21st. So make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser here at TD Ballpark. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers at our WestJet flight deck, $2 16-ounce draft beers at Eddie's Bar, and $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Dollar brews and a ballgame? I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday night. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, home half of the fifth, 7-1 ball game. Tampa leads it. 9-0 hitter Ryan McCarty will lead it off, then top of the order, Josh Kasevich, and then Alan Roden. First pitch cut and a miss by McCarty, 0-1. Castro out for his fifth inning worth of work. He's got a 6-run lead to play with. That one in there, now 0-2 to McCarty. McCarty singled into center in his first at bat. 1-for-1. First minor league hit for him. That one an outside. A ball and two strikes. Castro coming set. Kicks and fires. That one lifted towards right. Coming in is Battle. Settles underneath, makes the grab. That'll be out number one. Not the way the Blue Jays really wanted this one to go thus far. Halfway through this game, they're down by six. Five home runs by Tampa. Four solo shots, a two-run shot. All given up by Urbaez through his five innings. That first pitch off the end of the bat, way out in front of it, was Kasevich. And that one, he was so far out in front that it hit the very end of the bat, only went about 15 feet to the right. 0-1. That one lifted towards left. Taking a few steps back is Aguilar, and he'll make the grab. That's out number two. Two down now, Alan Roden.
Right fielder, number 34, Alan.
Still looking for his first professional hit. 0 for 3 last night, 0 for 2 tonight, and that's going to do it for Yan Castro. 79 pitches. He's not going to be able to get the win here tonight. He's going to exit with a no decision. 4 2/3. They're going to have a new pitcher for Tampa as Rachel Balkovic heads out, takes the ball from Castro. We'll take a break here at TD Ballpark. Bottom half of the fifth, two outs. We're going to have a new Tampa pitcher when we return. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth, two outs. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the righty, number 11, Harold Cortijo. He takes over for Yan Castro, who's just an out away from being in line for the win. First pitch, foul tip in the glove of Rice, 0-1. Castro will have to settle for the no decision. Nice outing for him, just one earned run allowed. 4.2 innings pitched, three hits, that one run. One walk, three Ks, a hit batter. That one fouled back, now 1-2 to Roden. Cortijo on for the 30th time this year, 45 and a third innings pitched, a 3.97 ERA. The 1-2, that one broken bat, it sounded like. That's into right field for a base hit. Alan Roden with his first professional hit. That extends the inning now. Cade Doty. He'll step in, two down. One on, two away. First pitch, lifted towards center. Moving to his left is Selena. Settles underneath, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. 7-1, Tampa leads it. And your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, so I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go, yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no, anytime I see, you let me know, but the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you, hey, yeah, da, 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 da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you, put your love in the hand. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man. The kind of.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the minor league rehabber Jackson Reese. First pitch to Kyle Battle in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. That's a chopper over towards second. Picked up by Turconi, tossed it over to first in time. One up, one down. Jackson Reese on a rehab assignment from Buffalo.
Center fielder, number 13, right for Salinas.
Pitched in a game not too long ago. July 27th at Clearwater, went two innings. No runs, one walk, five Ks. That one misses. I believe that was low, 1-1 to Rainford Salinas, the center fielder. That one's in there now. One and two the count. Grounder up the middle. That's going to be right over the bag. Picked up by Turconi. Throw strong enough in time to get Salinas racing down the line. Good footwork there by Turconi, planting his feet, getting a strong throw over towards first. After moving to his right up the middle, two up, two down. Now Connor Cannon, the first baseman. Reese spent all year last year in AAA Buffalo, a 3.38 ERA. Was placed on the 60-day IL, still working back. But he's looked good so far in his rehab assignments here in 2022. That one down low. Five innings, yet to allow a hit, 11 strikeouts for the righty out of the University of Hawaii. Cutting a miss there. One and two the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Cannon 0 for 1 today. Did reach on a walk. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Blew it by him. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons. We'll head to the home half of the sixth. 7-1, Tampa leads it.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me, excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy, rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party, they hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating, it's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be, Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Peyton Williams will lead it off for the Blue Jays, followed by Dylan Rock and Michael Turconi. Williams 0 for 2 tonight. Strikeout and a ground out. One of 11 thus far in his stint with Dunedin. That one up and out to start him off 1-0. Harold Cortillo back out after making the last out in the bottom half of the fifth in relief of Yan Castro. The 1-0, that one's lifted left side up and out of play. One, that one fouled back down into the ground. One and two the count to Williams. One ball, two strikes. Cortillo kicks and fires. That one fouled right side on the ground over into that right field corner. Out to get it is Kyle Battle. We'll take a second. One and two still the count. One One ball, two strikes. Cortilla out of the windup. That one low and inside, pops off the knee pad of Ben Rice. Count moves to 2-2. Tampa leading it 7-1. All seven of those runs off of Hasten or Baez. All seven earned, five home runs, four solo shots, and a two-run shot given up. Arbaez with his worst outing of the season thus far. Two balls, two strikes. Cortillo fires. That one a grounder right side. That's in towards the outfield. That's going to get past the second baseman, Barrera. Williams with his first hit here at TD Ballpark. That'll bring up Dylan Rock, leadoff man aboard. Barrera was shifted over pretty far to the right side of the infield. And it was grounded pretty much right where he's standing right now. But with the lefty hitter, unable to get to it. The 1-0 to Rock. That one, the slider in there. 1-1. Rock 0-1 with a strikeout looking, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Advanced two bags on two wild pitches. Came and scored on a sacrifice fly by Devontae Brown. 2-1 the count. That one missed in the dirt. Cortillo pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one right at the knees in there with that slider. Time called by Rock. He'll take a second. Steps back in. 2-2 count. Cortillo kicks and fires. That one a liner right off the end of his glove. Bounces over towards second for Barrera. Over to second for one. And beating it out is Rock. That ball popped out of Connor Cannon's glove anyway. So they get the force at second, retire Williams, but Rock takes his place at first. On with the fielder's choice. Almost a really nice play there on the mound by Cortillo. Popped right off the end of his glove. On the liner back to him. Second time we've seen a Tarpons hitter. The first one obviously being Castro with the liner pop off his glove towards second, where Barrera had to change directions. 1-0 is that one to Turconi. Missed up and out. The 1-0, that one skips. Good pick there by Ben Rice, keeping that one in front of him. 2-0 count. Turconi 0-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. That one misses low. Three balls, no strikes. That one misses low and inside as well. A four-pitch walk drawn by Michael Turconi. That puts a runner in scoring position. Dylan Rock standing on second. Now Devontae Brown, the center fielder.
Number three, Devontae Brown.
Devontae Brown, 1-1. An infield single. And a sacrifice fly driving in the only run of the ballgame thus far for the Blue Jays. Got a runner in scoring position here. Chance for RBI number three in a Blue Jays uniform. First pitch in there for called strike 0-1. The 0-1, that one misses outside with that slider. 1-1 the count. Cortillo comes set, kicks, fires. Grounder over towards short, picked up by Chirinos. That one gets by him now. Bobbled it. Now he throws it over to third, hoping that Dylan Rock would take a round third and take a few steps off the bag, but he did not. Donnie Murphy was all over it.
Catcher.
And that's going to be an E6. Catcher. Roberto Chirinos, who took over for Alexander Vargas in the last inning. That loads the bases now for Victor Mesia. First pitch up high, taken for a ball, 1-0. That was a tailor-made double play ball that Chirinos rushed. And checking his swing there, did he go around? They're going to ask, and he did not go. Now Rachel Balkovic's going to come out of the Tampa dugout. He's questioning why that wasn't called a swing. It's going to be a 2-0 count to Victor Mesia. That's like the third time that the Tampa dugout has disagreed with a check swing call made by Connor McKenna in the field. Tough to see from this angle, but Tampa's pretty adamant. 2-0 pitch to Mesia. That one right at the knees called a strike now. 2-1. Big chance here for the Blue Jays to get a couple runs back. Down 6. Bases loaded. Two balls, two strikes to Mesia. Cortillo comes set, kicks, fires. That one skips. They changed the scoreboard. It was 2-2 before that pitch. I believe it's 3-2. That one fouled off. Three balls, two strikes to Mesia. Bases loaded here, one out into the bottom half of the sixth. Blue Jays got to get something going. This is the perfect opportunity. Cortillo. A 3-2 pitch again. That one fouled off. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Three balls, two strikes. Cortillo kicks, fires. That one low and outside. And is that ball 4? I believe it's ball 4. I'm not sure if Mesia knows the count. Now it's 3-2. I'm pretty sure that was ball 4. I think the count got mixed up. That should have been ball 4. That one's down low. So either way, Mesia draws the walk. I had it 3-2. The Game Day website had it 3-2. And the scoreboard had it 3-2. But either way, it walks in a run. The Blue Jays get their second run. That forced in Dylan Rock. And everybody else moves up a bag. Now Ryan McCarty, the DH, he'll step in. Base is still loaded, one out. It's now a 5-run lead for Tampa. Grayson Chandler comes out of the Tampa dugout. He's going to go out and talk to Cortillo and the Tarpons infield. Brings me back to a couple days ago with a game in Houston. Not sure who the Astros are playing, but Yordan Alvarez had a 1-2 count, and a strike was called at the top inner corner of the zone, and neither Alvarez, the umpire, the catcher, it was actually the Red Sox because it was Rich Hill on the mound. Nobody knew that that was actually strike 3. Next pitch he did ground out to first, but a 5-ball walk drawn by Victor Mesia. First pitch to McCarty right at the knees, called a strike. Either way, no harm, no foul. 0-1 now to start off McCarty. And trying to stop his swing, ended up going around 0-2. Recognized too late that that ball was down low. No balls, two strikes. Base is loaded for McCarty. The 0-2, that one fouled back. McCarty steps back in. Top of the order on deck, Josh Kasevich. The 0-2, that one up high. During that mound visit, I did see Donnie Murphy come over and talk to the home plate umpire. He motioned that the catch was made up high by Ben Rice. I'm not sure if it was in regards to that potential ball four. That's what I believe, as McCarty cuts and misses on that slider up in the zone. So that's out number two, and that's going to get Rachel Balkvik out of the Tampa dugout. They're going to make a pitching change here. So that's going to do it for Harold Cortillo. One run does score. And we'll have a new Tarpons pitcher when we return. Bases are going to be loaded for Josh Kasevich. Two outs here, bottom half of the sixth. 7-2 lead for Tampa here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back. Here, bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 39, Danny Watson. He's on for the 31st time, a 4-3 record, 45 in a third innings pitched, a 3.57 ERA. He's on to get the last out, sidearm pitcher. That one missed inside. 1-0 to Josh Kasevich, top of the order. Base is loaded, two down. Cortillo exits after one inning pitched. Now a chopper softly over to short, picked up by Chirino, stepping on second for the force, and that ends the inning and the threat. One run scored here in this bottom half of the sixth. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's 7-2. Tarpons lead it here at TD Ballpark.
Right here at TD Ballpark. Tuesdays are 52.
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beer at our WestJet flight deck, or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are All You Can Eat and BOGO Margaritas and House Wine. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an All You Can Eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO Margs and House Wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays making his minor league debut, Ian Churchill. The left-hander, first pitch, misses for ball 1-0. He's going to face Santos, then top of the order, Chirinos and Barrera. Churchill, the 23-year-old out of the University of San Diego, or as the locals call it, San Diego. 10th round selection by the Blue Jays in this past draft. That one misses. Two balls and a strike. That pitch looks pretty good to me. Luis Santos, the third baseman. 1-for-2 with a solo shot to lead off that fifth inning. That one missed as well. 3-1. Lefty kicks and fires. That one misses inside. A leadoff walk to Luis Santos. Now top of the order, Roberto Chirinos.
Shortstop, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Luis Santos standing on first base. Chirinos with his first at-bat of the evening. Defensive replacement for Alexander Vargas. Churchill kicks, fires, cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start off Chirinos. Pitching out of the stretch. Churchill kicks, fires. That one fouled off right side, 0-2. Churchill attended the University of Arizona for 2 seasons before transferring to San Diego. That one missed up high, 1-2. Checking his swing there was Chirinos. In his last season at San Diego, 4.17 ERA through 54 innings pitched, 57 strikeouts. The 1-2, cut and a miss. Late swing there. Down on strikes is Chirinos. That'll bring up Brett Barrera.
Second baseman, number 3, Brett Barrera.
Brett Barrera, the second baseman, 0-for-3 today. First pitch misses inside. 1-0. Caught and a miss and a back pick over to first. Snap throw by Messia, not able to get Santos. Close play. Santos back in. 1-1 count to Barrera. Ground into a double play, popped out to short, struck out swinging. And it's three at bats thus far. That one lifted towards right field. Going back towards the track is Roden, and right up on the wall, makes the grab as he crashes through the gate. The out is made, and since he went through the gate, they're going to grant Santos second base since he left the field of play. But what a play out in right field by Alan Roden. Crashed through the gate, made the grab, held on. And Donnie Murphy's heading out to get an explanation from Connor McKenna. That is the right call made by the field umpire with him leaving the field of play. Even though he only took a step or two through the gate, that is considered leaving the field. So now a runner in scoring position for Taylor Aguilar. Two down here in the seventh. Churchill kicks and fires, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Aguilar. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Pitch coming in 82, but it looks a lot faster out of the hand of Churchill. Comes set. The 0-2 pitch. That one outside. Fastball at 92, 1-2 the count. Churchill comes set, kicks, fires that one outside. Looked like the slider, 2-2. Two-two pitch, that one just off the plate. Believe that was the slider again, 3-2. Two home runs tonight. That one in on the hands, popped up shallow left center field. Kasevich out onto the outfield grass, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board, and a spectacular catch by the right fielder Alan Roden. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases. Fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh, and it's a tale as old as time. Make a great play out in the field, and you'll have your chance at the plate. Leading off is Alton Roden, the right fielder. First pitch to him is lined in towards center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. And just like that, Roden, the leadoff man aboard. Singles in his last two at-bats, his first two hits of his professional career. Now Cade Doty, the third baseman, he'll step in. Tampa leads it 7-2. Blue Jays have some work to do. Five runs will be needed over the next three innings. First page, yank that one. Watson, the fastball, that was outside. Good snag by Ben Rice, keeping that one in front of him. Roden was ready to take off. Doty 0 for 2 this evening. Reached on a fielder's choice and a walk. That one misses low and in. Now 2-0. Watson comes set, kicks, fires. That one inside. 3-0 to Doty. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. That one hits him. That's the worst. He got a 3-0 count. Fourth one's not going to be in the zone, but it hits you. You take that punishment for nothing. But now, Peyton Williams, the first baseman, he'll step in. Runners at first and second, no outs. Blue Jays with a nice opportunity to get something going here in this inning. Down by five. First pitch by Watson is top of the zone, called a strike. 0-1 to start off Williams. Williams 1 for 3 tonight. The 0-1 pitch. That one outside. Dylan Rock, the left fielder on deck. Kicks and fires. That one low and inside. That one gets back to the backstop. Both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Yank that fastball. 2-1 count to Williams. Now two runners in scoring position. Two balls, a strike. Watson kicks and fires. That one in there evens it up 2-2. Right on the inside corner, says Robert Ginther. And the 2-2. That one a chopper towards second. That's going to be picked up by Barrera. Toss it over to first. A run comes in to score. Third RBI for Peyton Williams. And the Blue Jays get their third run of the game.
Left fielder, number 20, Dylan Rock.
Dylan Rock now, runner on third base still. 90 feet away, one out. Chance here to keep chipping away at the lead. First pitch to him, that one popped up back out of play. Rock on the night, 0 for 2. Reached on a hit by pitch, reached on a fielder's choice, scored both times. Now an 0-2 count to him at the plate. Watson kicks and fires. That one a chopper over towards short. That's going to score another run. The throw by Chirinos in time to get Rock. But the Blue Jays now two runs in this inning. They cut the deficit down to three.
Second baseman.
It's a good start here in this seventh inning. Down by three. You got a couple of innings left to go. Michael Turconi, the second baseman, he'll step in. Turconi 0 for 2. Reached on a walk, made it all the way over to third in the bottom half of the sixth, but couldn't come in to score. The 1-0 pitch, that one low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. That one fouled back in on the hands. Back to the screen. 2-1, the count to Turconi. Two for three last night. 0 for two tonight. The 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. Devontae Brown on deck. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Turconi trying to keep this inning going. The 2-2. That one ripped towards right. Going back to the wall is Battle. That's going to get up and out of here. A solo shot for Michael Turconi. His first professional home run. And that cuts the deficit down to two. Turconi launched that one into the Blue Jays bullpen. And it's 7-5 here at TD Ballpark.
Center fielder, number 3, Devontae Brown.
Turconi hit 15 this past season at Wake Forest. He gets his first as a Blue Jay. Devontae Brown steps in. Three runs scored in this inning by Dunedin. Deficit down to two. First pitch to Devontae Brown at the knees. Called a strike. Good to see a home run go our way. 6-1 of the night. The first one by the Blue Jays. That one missed low and outside. 1-1. One, that one inside corner. A ball and two strikes to Brown. Brown has reached twice. 0 for 1 on the night. Sacrifice fly in the second inning to plate the first run for the Blue Jays. Infield single in the fourth, reached on an error by Roberto Chirinos in the sixth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Watson kicks, fires. That one cut and a miss. Brown down on strikes. That will end the inning, but not before the Blue Jays can put three on the board. Cut Tampa's lead down to two as we head to the top half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark, 7-5. And Blue Jays, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce sodas. First pitch for tomorrow's Game 3 of this series is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Oh, my love it, yeah, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're back here, top half of the eighth, a two-run ball game now after that three-run seventh by the Blue Jays. 7-5 here in the eighth. Madison Santos will lead it off, the DH for Tampa. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty Sam Ryan. He's on for the third time this season for Dunedin. First time here at TD Ballpark. First one misses high and outside for a ball 1-0. Pitched twice in the Lakeland series. 3 1/3, 1 hit, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, rather, in 2 appearances. That one in there now, 1-1. Was the pitcher of record in the game on August 3rd, a week ago today. Ended up getting the win. That one missed outside, 2-1. Ryan out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one fouled back into the screen, 2-2. A much closer ball game than it was 2 innings ago. Tampa had a 7-1 lead. The Blue Jays now scored 4 unanswered to bring it within 2. 2-2 pitch by Ryan, up high. Sam Ryan, the 23-year-old out of Virginia Commonwealth. 12th round pick by the Blue Jays in 2019. Caught and a miss. Gets his first TD Ballpark strikeout. And he gets the sheesh prompt. As a celebration,
catcher, number
1 up, 1 down in this inning. Now Ben Rice, the catcher. Rice, 2 of 3, 2 singles, a run scored. Ryan kicks and fires. That first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes to Ben Rice. Kyle Battle, the right fielder, waiting on deck. The 2-0 pitch. That one outside. A 3-0 count now to Rice. Tampa's got a righty warming up in their pen. Likely be it for Danny Watson. Is that one outside corner called a strike? Three, one. Caught and a miss. That fastball, he blew it by him. Gets it back full now, 3-2. Back-to-back full counts to start off this appearance for Sam Ryan. The 3-2. Cut and a miss. Came back from 3-0. Gets the strikeout, swinging 95 on the gun. Second strikeout of the appearance. That'll bring up Kyle Battle. First pitch to Battle. That one just off the plate. One and oh. 1-0 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Battle 0 for 3, 2 Ks tonight. 2-0 pitch. That one lifted right side towards the line. Coming in is Roden. That's going to be out of his reach and foul territory. It'll just be an eventful strike. 2 and 1 the count. Two balls, one strike, two away. Top half of this eighth inning. Tampa leads by 2, 7-5. 7 runs on 9 hits. They've committed 1 error. The Blue Jays, 5 runs on 7 hits. No errors committed. And the 2-1 pitch by Ryan. That one low and outside. Three balls, one strike. Third straight 3-ball count. The pitch, that one inside. Battle pulls his arms back, takes the walk, and that'll bring up Rainfer Salinas. First time Kyle Battle's been on base. Now Salinas, the center fielder, 1-for-3 with that 2-run shot in the second. That made it 3-0 at that time. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, cut and a miss. One on, two away. Ryan pitching out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Kicks and fires. There goes the runner. Cut and a miss. Throw by Messia. That's going to be strike two, and that one gets into the outfield. It looked like Kyle Battle interfered with Messi on that swing. He got in front of the plate, but no call by Robert Ginther. That's going to be a stolen base. That definitely looked like Battle interfered with that throw. But no call made. So now in scoring position is Battle. An 0-2 count to Salinas. Pitch. Chopper back. That's going to be off the mound towards Turconi and over to first in time. Sam Ryan tried to make a backhanded snag of it and he got past his glove, but Turconi was there to back him up, and that ends the inning. Leaves the runner in scoring position. We'll head to the home half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. 7-5. Tampa still leads it.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs. Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser here at TD Ballpark. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers at our WestJet flight deck, $2 16-ounce draft beers at Eddie's Bar, and $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Dollar brews and a ballgame? I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday night. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. 8-9-1 hitters due up. Messi and McCarty and Kasevich. Blue Jays still trail by 2. They got 6 outs to work with. First pitch misses inside. Rice thought that caught Danny Watson still out there pitching. A righty warming up for Tampa. The 1-0, that one outside corner called a strike. Evens it up 1-1. Messi 0-2, an RBI on a walk drawn in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. That one off the plate 2-1. Trevor Holloway, the man warming up in the Tampa pen. 2-1 pitch. That one, did it hit him? No, it came back in. Getting out of the way was Messi, a 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike. Watson fires. That one looked high and tight, but Messi took a hack and fouled it off. Full count to Messia. Watson kicks, fires. That one, a base hit into left field. A leadoff single as Aguilar gets it back into the infield. Messia with his first hit of the game. And that'll bring up Ryan McCarty, one on, nobody out. And McCarty represents the potential game-tying run. McCarty singled in his first at bat, then flew out to right and struck out swinging in the next two. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. No balls, a strike to McCarty. Caught and a miss, now 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Watson kicks and fires. That one in there. Called strike three. McCarty goes down looking on three pitches. That'll bring up Josh Kasevich, the shortstop.
Shortstop number four, Josh Kasevich.
Second strikeout for Watson. That one lifted towards center. Shallow right center. Out to grab it is the second baseman, Barrera. And that's out number two. Right off the end of the bat, it died out there about 20 feet past
right fielder, number 34, Alan
clay
Roden.
In the infield, the outfield grass, rather. Now Alan Roden, the right fielder. Two down here. Roden 2-for-4. First pitch misses low and outside. He led off the seventh inning with a single in the center field. Came around and scored the third run. The 1-0. That one lifted high towards center. Salinas took a step in, now going back a little bit. Settles underneath, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Messi leads it off with a single. Next three batters go down in order, and we'll head to the top half of the ninth. Tampa will look to add a couple insurance runs as we enter the ninth inning, 7-5 here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is back to school night presented by TD Bank. The first 250 kids 12 and under in attendance will receive an awesome Diddy and Blue Jays backpack, and after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids' merchandise will be 20% off, both in our Jays shop and online through August 21st, so make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DiddyandBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no.
time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Here, top half of the ninth, new pitcher for the Blue Jays, the lefty Harry Rutkowski. He's on for his sixth appearance for Dunedin this year. Seven innings pitched, a 1-1 record with a 5.14 ERA. First pitch to Connor Cannon, low and inside in the dirt. 1-0 to get him started. Cannon, Santos, and Chirinos due up. 8-9-1 hitters. 1-0, grounder over towards short. It's going to be picked up by Kasevich. Throw is in time to get Connor Cannon, who was jogging down the line. One up, one down.
Third baseman, number one, Luis Santos.
Luis Santos, the third baseman. 1-for-2 with a solo shot. First pitch in there right at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Out of the stretch, the 0-1, cut and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Two count to Santos. Rutkowski kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Down on three pitches is Santos. Matt's going to bring up Roberto Chirinos.
Shortstop.
First strikeout for Rutkowski. Top of the order. Now up. Chirinos, who took over for Alexander Vargas defensively. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That one lifted towards left. Moving over towards the foul line is Dylan Rock. Settles underneath, makes the grab on a light jog, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays trail by two. Need to get two to keep this thing going, three to win it. Here at TD Ballpark, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
world that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June, he always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
We're back here, bottom half of the ninth inning. It's going to be Doty, Williams, and Rock, the 3-4-5 hitters for the Blue Jays. Dunedin needs two runs to keep this thing going. Trevor Holloway, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, first pitch up and in, 1-0. Holloway on for the save situation. 3-5 this season on save opportunities. 26th appearance, 2.89 ERA through 37 and a third. That one sent towards right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. That's the right way to lead this thing off. A single for Cade Doty. That's his first hit of the ballgame, and that'll bring up Peyton Williams.
First baseman, number 37, Peyton Williams.
Peyton Williams, one of four on the night, a single in the sixth inning, strikeout, a ground out, and a sacrifice ground out that drove in a run. First pitch missed outside, 1-0. Holloway kicks, fires that one down low. Williams now represents the potential game-tying run. Runner on first, no outs. Lefty-righty matchup here. Holloway kicks and fires that one in there for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Dylan Rock, the left fielder, on deck. 2-1 pitch. That one fouled. I believe that was off the mask of Ben Rice over to the Tampa on deck circle. Counts 2-2 to Williams. Two balls, two strikes. Holloway pitching out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Williams down on strikes. That's out number one.
Left fielder, number 20, Dylan Rock.
First strikeout for Holloway, and now Dylan Rock, the left fielder. First pitch to Rock, that one in there for a strike, 0-1. One on, one out here in this ninth inning. Blue Jays need two. The 0-1 pitch, that one off the plate outside. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. That slider low and outside. 1-2 now the count. Michael Turconi on deck. The 1-2 pitch. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Rock stays alive on that foul ball. Count stays 1-2. Holloway comes set. Kicks and fires. That one lifted towards center. Salinas taking a couple steps back, then stops. Settles underneath, makes the grab, and that is two down. Michael Turconi, the second baseman.
Michael Turconi.
3 of 6 in his Dunedin career. One home run, that being in his last plate appearance, a solo shot in the seventh to make it a two-run ball game. No better way to introduce yourself to TD Ballpark than with a two-homer night. That's all I'm saying. 0-1 as he took that first one for a strike. One on, two down. Blue Jays down to their last out. Holloway kicks and fires. That one sent towards right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Advancing over to third is Doty. And stopping at first is Turconi. A clutch single for Michael Turconi. That puts the tying run on first base. And now Devontae Brown. With a chance to keep things interesting, make things a little bit more interesting, I should say. First and third, two down. I wouldn't be surprised if we potentially saw Turconi in motion here. First pitch to Brown, chopper over towards third. That's going to be picked up by Santos. He flips it over to second, and that will do it. Blue Jays leave the tying run on the bases. And the Tarpons win their first game of this series, 1-1.
And that's your ball game, the final score of tonight's game.
Blue Jays scored 5 runs on 10 hits. They committed no errors. The Tarpons, 7 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error. The win goes to Harold Cortillo, the loss to Jason Arbaez, and the save goes to Trevor Holloway, his fourth of the year. Blue Jays fall to 20-17. Tampa improves to 23-13 in the second half.
Don't forget,
we're back here tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. for Game 3. Coverage will begin at about 6:15. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Blue Jays.
We'll see you next time.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good?
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the
like Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. City we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Mama, know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.